Let's go now to Derby in Western Australia, where our reporter Rachel Carbonell has been speaking to a couple who work together to help injured animals.
A group of kangaroo and wallaby joeys greet visitors as they arrive at the Derby Wildlife Sanctuary. All of these animals are recovering from being injured or orphaned, sometimes both.
How old are these ones?
These ones here, probably about 7 months old.
Heidi Sampi is one of just a handful of registered wildlife carers covering Australia's vast Kimberley region.
We've taken any native animal. I love my bats, wallabies, kangaroos, crocodiles, birds, lizards, pretty much anything. We have no vet here. We have no one else. So if we don't help them, no one else is going to help them here, unfortunately.
What's the most common cause of an animal coming into your care?
One is vehicle accidents. Babies are found in pouches after a vehicle accident. There's dogs. Dogs often attack animals, and there's also hunting.
It's not cheap providing this level of care, and it's all volunteer work. The sanctuary has a clinical treatment room, a couple of nursery areas, and a series of big natural outdoor enclosures.
Oh, there's huge costs involved in it. Our milk, everything here, every bit of facility you see, every piece of equipment, we've paid ourselves. It comes out of our own pocket.
Most of the infrastructure here has been built by Heidi's husband, Ray Sampi.
Yeah, my manual worker, he goes and does everything I ask him to. He's just amazing at just making things from nothing.
The couple make their living and fund most of the sanctuary's activities from their local business, Sampi Meats.
My husband has the butcher shop in town.
So you're covering all spectrums of the animal life there, aren't you?
We are, yep.
How do you delineate between animal life, you know, in relation to food production and animal life in relation to the animal lives that you try and save?
I have no problem with animals being killed for food if it's done humanely and correctly. It's the suffering that I really, really am against.
Do you find that people are surprised that it's the butcher and the wildlife carer?
No, funny enough, everyone in Derby it's just been an automatic thing. So I often working at the shop and someone will bring me a bird or a wallaby or something. So people often drop the animals off at the butcher shop. So it's quite ironic, really.
Ray Sampi is quick to point out nothing from the wildlife shelter ends up on a plate.
We do make a pretty good kangaroo jerky, but we don't use the kangaroos from here, I promise you. I don't think Heidi would like that. What Heidi is doing here is a passion. It's completely separate, completely different. I've been a butcher since 13, and that hasn't changed. I think as long as the meat has been processed correctly, then it doesn't matter what you're selling. People got to eat. People need meat in their diet.
He also helps with the animal rescues and animal care.
Some morning I'll get up at, say, 4:30, 5 o'clock and feed all the joeys. That happens maybe twice a week.
So would you describe yourself as an animal lover?
Yeah, sure. I would say I'm pretty normal. As a child, I grew up hunting, although I don't nowadays go out and shoot too many animals. Nowadays, if the rifle comes out, it's to euthanise an animal.
That's Derby butcher and wildlife sanctuary partner Ray Sampi speaking to Rachel Carbonell.